Let's pray. All right, I'll stand over here. Our blessed God and Father, we thank thee for sending thy Son to die on the cross. Thank thee for this privilege we can be together and sing praises to thee. We know that thou dost appreciate it and brings joy to thy heart. Pray that it would bring joy to our hearts too as we think on thee. Ask for help as we open the scriptures, that we gain something tonight that we haven't enjoyed before, and thou dost know. Pray that we would be awake and waiting and watching for thee. Thank thee for all this in thy precious name, Lord Jesus. Amen. So I want to, if you can't hear me, let me know. I want to speak on falling asleep. Kind of goes with what Mark shared, but the first passage is Mark 33:37. And I want to ask each of you kids to listen and stay awake to make a point. Mark 13:33. And take heed, watch, and pray, for you know not when the time is. For the Son of Man is as a man taking a far journey, who left his house and gave authority to his servants, and to every man his work commanded the porter to watch. Watch ye therefore, for ye know not when the master of the house cometh, at even, or at midnight, or the cock crowing, or in the morning, lest coming suddenly he find you sleeping. And what I say unto you, I say unto all, watch. None of us know when the Lord's going to take us home. We may pass on, or he might come. We look forward to him coming, but we don't know. The Lord took my dear grandma home. She's now happy, but she didn't know. 81 years the Lord gave her. So any of us could go this very night. Are we watching for the Lord's soon return? He's coming. I think of this falling asleep. If we're not saved, we desperately need to wake out of our sleep. If we don't, we're going to go to the lost eternity. It's the most solemn sleep. Behold, now is the day of salvation. Are we saved? Are we sleeping? That's another possibility. Spiritual sleep. Like Mark said, are we just floating along? Are we coasting in life? Some have shared there's no such thing as coasting. You're either going down or you're going up. We cannot serve two masters. It's either God or mammon. And Mark said, and I enjoyed this, going on for the Lord requires energy. The Lord doesn't want us to be lazy Christians. There isn't even a word for lazy Christians. I believe the Lord wants us to be energetic. Romans 13:11. And that, knowing the time that now is, it is high time to awake out of sleep. For now is our salvation nearer than when we believed. The Lord's coming is very soon. None of us know. It's very close. Revelation says, behold, I come quickly. At least three times. It's a beloved promise we have. But the Lord encourages us to wake out of our sleep. Luke 22. Verse 46. And said unto them, why sleep ye? Rise and pray, lest ye enter into temptation. This is the Lord saying it to his disciples as he prayed in the garden. Quite something they couldn't even watch with him 1 hour. They fell asleep. And that's our hearts. If we were there, we would have done the same thing. They were very sorrowful, but the Lord asked if they could just watch, and they fell asleep. And in that last part, lest ye enter into temptation, I was thinking of that verse in 1 Peter 5:8, hold your spot. Be sober, be vigilant, because your adversary, the devil, as a roaring lion, walketh about seeking whom he may devour. And then go back to Luke 22:46. Why sleep ye? Rise and pray, lest ye enter into temptation. The devil's seeking whom may devour. If you're sleeping, you're far easier to pray for him. If you're waiting and watching, the Lord can help you, and only he can. But the devil's out there looking for you. Another thing, are we sleeping because we're giving up? Don't give up. We're just on the threshold of going home. Ephesians 5. Verse 16, redeeming the time because the days are evil. You guys all know what time is. We don't have very much of it. It says redeeming the time because the days are evil. We need to make use of this time we have left. We don't know how much could be till tonight. But these days are evil, and we need to live for the Lord more than we ever have. And only that which is done for the Lord will last. It'll carry on for eternity. That's all that will matter. Proverbs 24. Verse 33. Get a little sleep, a little slumber, a little folding of the hands to sleep. So shall thy poverty come as one that traveleth, and thy want as an armed man. I took on this verse, that word poverty, you think of a poor person not having money or something. That's not the poverty I think this is talking about. I think the poverty is losing the joy in this life that the Lord wants us to have. If we're asleep and not awake and living for him, we're going to lose the enjoyment that we could have. We don't have to wait for heaven to enjoy the Lord right now. And I think also the poor is nothing in our lives to share, for the Lord and even to share with others. And then Mark read the story of Eutychus in Acts 90. Can we turn there? Acts 20, verse 9. And there sat in a window a certain young man named Eutychus, being fallen into a deep sleep. As Paul was long preaching, he sunk down with sleep and fell down from the third loft and was taken up dead. I just took from this, do we love to hear the word of God? Or when someone starts sharing it, do we start to fall asleep? As Mark shared, Eutychus was half in the world and half listening. We can't do that. We have two masters as Christians, and we can only serve one and be happy, and that's the Lord. And we don't have to listen to the other master. He's no longer ruling over us. And it's a joy. We can just say no or ask the Lord for help. This searches our hearts if we don't enjoy hearing the word of God. Like Mark said, I think the root of it is not obeying the Lord. There's something we're carrying on with. And if we are, we can't enjoy the word. That doesn't go together. And what's an enjoyment? The word we have here is a living word of God. Awake out of sleep while there yet is time. I just think of another thing. The Lord wants us watching and he wants us waiting. I think of the five foolish virgins and the five wise. The bridegroom was coming. And they had to be ready. Five were ready with their lamps full, but five were not. They weren't waiting. And the door closed. He said, depart from me, for I never knew you. Pray that none of you here would hear those words. But all of you would come to the Lord now. Don't put it off. Can we just give them thanks? Our blessed God and Father, we thank thee for sending thy Son to die on the cross. Thank thee we could open thy word. Pray that we would each of one of us awake out of our sleep. We don't have much time, but pray that we would redeem the time while we can. That to live for thee and be a testimony to those around us. The world is thirsting. They need something to satisfy their hearts, and only thou can. And now we give thanks for the refreshments we're about to take part and ask for a good night's sleep. In our precious name, Lord Jesus, amen.